Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
I got your email, and we covered those verses on Monday.
Okay, I didn't have it long, so.
Yeah, but that was the Monday you were at the board meeting. And then I went looking for it on the recordings, and I couldn't find it, so I know I have it.
Well, I listened to the one I missed on the board meeting, so, and the reason I would have asked some questions on that I, but that's okay, it'll come around again.
Good evening, Malcolm. If we don't, if I can't find it on my, you know, where I keep the recording, if I'm not able to find it, then we'll do it again. We'll cover it one more time.
Okay.
But tonight we'll do verse 339.
Okay.
Section 61. L'shem Yehud Kudcha Baruch Hu Ishkin Tevid Hiluur Himud Hiluur Hiluur Himud Le'achda L'shem Yud He Bavav He V'Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'ayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kananeihu Aloim Teitiv Se'et yemah de'itmar, aval se'et kidamar, Rabbi Abba se'et istalak le'ela, pelatechot le'tata, amar Rabbi Yosef, ha'imila ha'ashta, idmar v'ya'ut hu aval, Ake shemana se'et yisalak minach v'yishpok lach idabakuta da deruach mesava. If you do well, shall you not be accepted, actually raised? These words have already been explained. The word raised means, as Rabbi Abba explained, that you will ascend toward the upper rather than descend. This means that you should return the lights from below upward and stop drawing them downward from above, which was how Abel was killed. Rabbi Yossi said that this explanation, which had just been put forward, was novel, but good. But I have heard that raised means removal and pardon. As the Holy One, blessed be He, said to him, if you do well, that cleavage to the unclean spirit will be undone, and you shall be forgiven. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, to me, I see it as you do your Torah study and mitzvot and try to live a life where you're constantly drawing close to Hashem, that you get put in places where you're able to give out, and as you give out, you get filled again.
Yes, that's true. If you look at but it's saying you should return the lights from below upward, which is the returning light. It's saying you should do finding by striking.
Okay.
And it's also saying that Abel was killed because he didn't return the lights. He didn't do binding by striking. He didn't accept his responsibility for the work you did, even though his sacrifice was accepted. He still was not connected to Hashem. He was more connected to physicality. And another way of just exploring this verse is the way you cleanse, as you separate yourself from the negative system, you are going to be forgiven, and as you are forgiven, you are elevated. You're raised.
Well, to me, we're just in different ways.
I didn't hear you. Say it again.
I said, to me, we said the same thing, just in different ways.
I agree.
You know?
But there's a hint to Teshuvah here.
Right.
But you are right.
Well, it's in the dailiness, you know, the everyday life of everything that you face during the day. But if your consciousness is to draw close to Hashem, you're going to come into circumstances where you have to do binding by striking. And you're going to come into circumstances where you see the negativity in your life and you're going to want to change it. So it's just a matter of wording, you know. But I do well understand what you're saying.
Verse 340. Petach dadina ila deihu idcha bekola kada idchuli share tzedek hatat rovat rovets ahusitra bitabakat beya veit mashkat alach. Yehei natir lach leit paraa minach gitar guma. Rabbi Yose quoted, and if you do not well, sin crouches at the door. And he then asks, which door? It is the upper judgment, the judgment of Malchut, which is the doorway open to all. As it is written, open to me the gates of righteousness. According to the Aramaic translation, the word sin crouches means that the Holy One, blessed be He, said to Adam that the side to which you clung and which you have drawn upon yourself lies in wait for you and will exact punishment from you. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, you've taught us so many times about sin crouches at the door, any opening, and I think it makes, with the verse saying, open to me the gates of righteousness, that we're always going to have almost like two choices sometimes with circumstances in everyday life, and that open door is going to bring cause and effect into our lives as to which choice we make.
Correct. Sin crouching at the door is the Satan,
mm-hmm,
who is willing to receive his share of the light. He's entitled to his share. That was the mistake that Job made, because Job never gave him anything. And so Satan took everything from Job. And Hashem set it up because that was the consequence of not sharing with the negative system. The secret is not to share too much. Just enough that it can survive, not enough that it can get strong.
And that's why many times we should not answer, not tell too much to someone unless they ask the question first.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
And explain to me again about the first piece of challah being given to the Satan. I know that's giving him his due share, but is that share for the week? Is that share for the day? Is it share? Just how much ground does that piece cover? If that's a fair way of asking it, or a correct way.
Well, it's a good question. It's the same question that I asked when I was first exposed to it. Rabbi Berg only gave it to Satan on Shabbat.
Mm-hmm.
Because the energy on Shabbat is unique, very special, very powerful. But it felt wrong to me. So if I am eating bread during the week, I will give a piece of that bread as well. Obviously not on a sandwich. But, you know, if I'm sitting at a table for challah, I will do it. Rabbi Berg would do it also for any suldah mitzvah. So if somebody there was a brit milah or a pinyan aben or a holiday, any of those meals, when he would break bread, he would first give the piece to Satan. But I felt that it was appropriate to do it in the middle of the week as well, and so I do. But it's, you know, recently I don't eat a whole lot of challah because of the carbohydrate effect. So,
right, the same way for me. And I wondered if it was only challah.
Yes, it's only the bread.
Okay.
And that's the whole idea. You give them something, but not too much.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions? Because that's the end of the section.
Not right now. Looked back at my notes, and my board meeting was on February the 20th, and I listened to the recording the next day. And it was verse 321. So I think we covered those verses that from yesterday. But if you find them and I'm not correct, well, let me know if I can listen, okay?
Yeah. If I don't find them, we'll do it. We'll do those missing verses tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You all have a good evening.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye, Malcolm.